This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The African Union is set to hold what it's calling a pledging summit tomorrow. The purpose is to raise funds and awareness of the drought and famine in the Horn of Africa, especially in war-torn Somalia. More than 12 million people in the region need urgent humanitarian aid, nearly 3.5 million in Somalia alone. As NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports, Somalis continue to stream across the border into Kenya, seeking security, shelter, and food.
This is Ifo2 camp here at Dadaab Refugee Settlement in northern Kenya. Hours before time to break the Ramadan fast, it's hotter, drier, and dustier than ever, sweltering heat. But here, dozens of women and young girls have gathered outside the Turkish refugee assistance.
Hawa Abdi is from southern Somalia, a part of the country where famine has been declared by the UN. She says she's been a refugee here at Dadaab camp for the past 6 months. An evening meal of rice, meat and vegetables is being handed out to break the Muslim fast.
I can say primarily that what is driving them out of Somalia today is the famine and the drought, because the only way to save life is to come and present yourself where assistance can be offered.
Abubakar Mohamed Mahmoud, a Somali Kenyan who has worked in the camp settlement for the past 20 years, says more and more Somalis are fleeing into Kenya.
They had a coping mechanism of how to live with conflict, insecurity and chaos and violence. But now, after the rains have failed, for the last 3 years, the pastoralists have lost their animals. The farmers cannot farm any longer. And now they have been rendered extremely poor.
Mohammed works for MSF, Doctors Without Borders. His humanitarian agency provides life-saving food for severely malnourished Somali children. The UN is appealing for urgent donations of more than $1.5 billion to help them. Somalia's weak, internationally backed government is battling an Islamist insurgency.
I'm threading my way past the thorn tree bushes that are doubling up as fences here, where many of the fairly new arrivals from Somalia have been housed in what has become a tented city. Noor Bule Ali is here with his wife, two sons and a daughter.
I came from Mogadishu because of insecurity and war. I ran away at night. Life is better here in Kenya. Yeah, because of shelter and peace.
The global community has pledged to help restore peace in Somalia. Meanwhile, Somalis are grappling with conflict, drought and famine. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dadaab, Northern Kenya.